Report, 11 U.S. Secret Service members test positive for coronavirus. By Amy Furr on May 9, 2020. Several members of the U.S. Secret Service agency have reportedly tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus, Yahoo News said Friday. In March, the Secret Service, which is responsible for the protection of President Trump and other leaders, acknowledged that a single employee tested positive in March, the article noted. The report continued. However, the problem is currently far more widespread, with 11 active cases at the agency as of Thursday evening, according to a daily report compiled by the DHS. According to the DHS document, along with the 11 active cases, there are 23 members of the Secret Service who have recovered from COVID-19 and an additional 60 employees who are self-quarantining. No details have been provided about which members of the Secret Service are infected or if any have recently been on detail with the President or Vice President. Wednesday, President Trump's personal valet tested positive for the disease, according to Breitbart News. However, the President and Vice President Mike Pence have since tested negative and remain in good health, the report noted. Following news of his valet, President Trump said the White House would up the frequency of tests given to its staffers. So we test once a week. Now we're going to go testing once a day, but even when you test once a day, somebody could, something happens where they catch something, he stated. Friday, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, referred requests for comment on the number of employees who contracted the virus to the Secret Service. However, the agency declined to release the numbers of those who had tested positive or who had been or were currently in quarantine. Since the beginning of this pandemic, the Secret Service has been working with all of our public safety partners and the White House Medical Unit to ensure the safety and security of both our protected persons and our employees, said spokesperson Justine Whelan. The Secret Service continues to follow guidance issued by the CDC to ensure the health and welfare of our employees and those they come in contact with, she concluded.